This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Good morning to you. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. All right, so frustrating Monday morning, obviously. However, far from the end of the world. I really don't think this Eagles loss changes things much. Unless the quarterbacks, and I say quarterbacks, can't play on Sunday. And now you're going with Mr. Tanner McKee, and now all of a sudden you could lose that game. And then you might have to play the starters last week, and the division could be up for grabs. I don't think it comes to that, but let's get a little bit deeper on that topic because, you know, that's the doomsday scenario as it relates to yesterday. And let's get the NovaCare Injury Report right now as we do the NovaCare Rehabilitation Injury Report every Monday morning to start 7 o'clock hour. And with that, we turn to Dr. Ryan Schreiter, an orthopedic surgeon at Temple Orthopedic Surgery and Sports Medicine at Temple Hospital. He specializes in concussions, a very notable topic for us right now, given Jalen Hurts' situation. Let's talk to Dr. Schreiter. Good morning, Dr. Schreiter.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Good. Yeah, it's our pleasure. So Doc,
yep.
We have seen a lot this year with concussions, obviously, with the Eagles. If I had to guess, maybe 10 or 15 of note. It feels like at this stage of understanding of concussions, that generally speaking, when a player gets one, for the most part, he misses the next game. Would that be your expectation for Jalen with another game now 6 days away?
Yeah, it's tough to say and predict here on Monday. He needs to go through the concussion protocol to return to sport, and you know, that can take anywhere between 5 to 10 days. So that's tricky. That's within the window, but outside the window as well. A lot's going to see how he progresses today and what the diagnosis was. I did see he went into the tent and then eventually into the locker room yesterday.
Doc, how much does the player's input, his opinion of whether he can play, matter when it's a head injury? Because we could see him seemingly, holding his thumb up, A-OK. Mm-hmm. He's still got his helmet on. I know from personal experience, they try to get your helmet away from you in that situation. How much does the player's input matter?
Well, two questions there. That's in-game and then preparing for the next one. And, Doc, is it literally 0%?
The player?
Yep.
I mean, I don't know Jalen, I'm pretty sure he wanted to play regardless.
No, I know, but by rule, isn't it 0%? Like, isn't it removed from the player at that point entirely?
Sure.
How does that work?
I mean, how does it work? They tell them you're not in charge. And by the way,
you didn't pass the test.
And they also say the Eagles aren't in charge. It is the independent.
It's literally what Sirianni said yesterday in the postgame. It's out of our hands.
But it's out of everyone. It's out of his hands, the coach, the player. It is just the doctor at that point.
Yeah.
And I believe, that applies to this week as well. I mean, if Jalen Hurts says, I want to play, and they say, you ain't playing, he ain't playing.
I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of the players, obviously, they want to play. But as a medical provider, as a physician especially, you need to be what's best for not only the player in that situation, but also the player looking at their future and for any comorbidities that would occur. I'm there. I mean, I love the Eagles, right? But if I'm on that sideline, I have to protect Jalen Hurts. I have to protect, anyone else on that football field. And that's a difficult line to straddle. And there's obviously a lot of money that goes into it. There's a lot of politics, there's a lot of business that goes into it, but ultimately we need to trust that physician and that medical staff, whether that's the independent medical staff or the staff that the Eagles have prepared. I need to trust them.
I agree with you, Doc. Let's get to this Kenny Pickett thing, because in some ways I think it's almost more interesting, because the hurt thing will play out as his head recovers. But here's the thing with the ribs that fascinates me on Kenny Pickett. They might need him on Sunday. And let's just say, and I'm going to just hypothetical, and everyone listening, I have no knowledge of this, but let's just say he's got a broken rib. If he had a broken rib, how easy or not would that be to play through? I'm just asking. I got to ask.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, it's Tanner McKay.
So awful. So awful.
It's a good question. It's tough because you need your ribs to breathe. There's little muscles. And every time he takes a deep breath, if it is fractured, that's going to hurt like crazy. And you run the risk of, if there is a rib fracture, that it could displace and puncture your lung. Now you have a pneumothorax. Now you have a whole other problem.
And
you
I've seen
a medical emergency.
And so, doc, the problems that can arise from trying to alleviate the pain associated with this. I've seen all sorts of stuff in a locker room prior to a game where a guy's getting injected for cartilage near the lung, and whoops, the lung is now deflated. That sort of thing all the time.
Yeah, I think that happened in. Was it the Chargers?
It did happen with the Chargers, and a guy missed a game, because of his punctured his lung.
I've been in that locker room many times where they just can't breathe.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a scary. That is a scary.
Terrifying. For him and everyone else.
But it's difficult. You want to get what's called a chest x-ray. You do a rib series to look at the placement of the ribs. Likely you get a pulse oximeter similar to what you'd get, like if you were a little short of breath, you'd seen him in the emergency room, to make sure that Kenny was getting enough oxygen to him. But that can be really sore, especially regardless if it's dominant or non-dominant arm, those ribs are going to stretch. And it's going to be painful every time he takes a deep breath or is breathing.
If it's a bruised rib, it's going to be extremely painful.
Wow. All right. Yeah. Well, look, that's something that we'll be aware of. Look, Doc, we appreciate it. NovaCare Rehabilitation Injury Report with Dr. Schreider. Of course, for more information on Dr. Schreider and for you to be able to be seen by him, get yourself to templehealth.org. That's templehealth.org. Thank you, Doc. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
Welcome.
Happy holidays to you, buddy.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, Doc. So, John, let's just go to the bruised scenario. Not broken, but bruised. Mm-hmm. Would you expect him to play with bruised ribs?
If he's tough and willing, and you'd expect that he'd want to get out there as the backup and prove himself.
What if it is broken? If it's broken, do you think he would play?
Probably not. Okay. I mean, they would probably.
James, this Tanner McKee thing is not an impossibility.
No, not at all. Yeah, it's squarely on the table.
Where's Nate Sutter? Where's Nick Foles?
I don't think it's broken.
I need the bat signal up in the air for Foles. All right? I'm just putting it out there.
He did retire. He's available.
He is available. And he probably signed one of those one-day deals with the Eagles, so they would have some kind of bird rights or something like that. He's an NBA term. All right, 215-592-9494. All jokes aside, hopefully it isn't a Tanner McKee scenario, but it could be. In the days of my youth, the Eagles were not 12-3. And so even though they lost yesterday, I can take this one in stride. A lot better than the Marion Campbell days of my youth when I was 7 years old. You're just hoping they get to 6 wins for the season. You know what I'm saying? All right, so look, Eagles lose one. It was sloppy. It was ugly. A lot of it was their fault. But, you know, Washington's a playoff team, and the Eagles lost Jalen Hurts in the first quarter. So, you know, I can take this one in stride and not see it as the end of the world. Your reaction, 215-592-9494. By the way, I want to give a shout-out of thanks and congratulations to Howard Eskin. It was obviously after our program on Friday, the news of Howard no longer with WIP. I want to congratulate Howard on a tremendous run at WIP for, you know, 4 decades. And also thank him, both from a show standpoint and a personal standpoint. So Howard had a huge impact on my life, you know, 20 years ago when I got hired to be his producer. Without that, who knows, right? You never know where life takes you. So for me to be his producer 20 years ago for about 18 months was a huge deal for me.
It was a learning experience I was his producer as well.
It was. It was learning, and it was a springboard. And then also, of course, over the last 8 years, you know, 2 years here in the morning show and the 6 prior years when we were in the midday show, you know, Howard was a big factor in our show. And we've been very fortunate to have a number of great guests from Ray Diddy, who, by the way, will be with us today at 7:55, and Seth Joyner, who will be with us later today at 9. I mean, we've had a lot of great guests through the years. But Howard obviously could cover it all and did every Thursday on our program over the last 8 years. So just want to, you know, thank Howard. I want to congratulate Howard on a great run and wish him all the best, you know, up the road with all that he'll be involved in. So we thank him for his massive, obviously, contributions.
I want to thank him, too. I have been blown away by Howard's omnipresence in Philadelphia sports, not just hearing him all through the years. But every single sporting event I've ever been to, Howard has
been to.
Seriously. Right. Every single one. You can count on it.
Yeah,
and when
amazing.
I was a player, every single day you could count. You'd see him. You'd see him down at the facility. He always is just immersed.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that so much. And when I, but my very first day as an Eagle, the very first person to call me once I signed on that dotted line was Howard Eskin. I don't even know how he got my phone number at the time. But I really do appreciate Howard and how kind he's been to me through the years.
Yeah, no question. So our best to Howard for sure. 215-592-9494. All right, Bat of the Bone Award coming up shortly. Let me give you today's Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. They wish their employees, customers, and WIP listeners happy holidays and a healthy new year. Together, let's drive to Armin Chevrolet. Poll question, which of these annoyed you the most yesterday? Was it A, CJ GJ getting ejected, which you could put on him or the ref, depending on how you choose to frame it? Choice B is the defense in the fourth quarter. Obviously, giving up 20 points was a disaster. Choice D, choice C, Devontae's drop, which was, to say the least, less than ideal. And choice D is the kickoff and kickoff coverage, which were just, as Rhea said earlier, an abysmal situation. So all of that you can react to, 215-592-9494. We'll give you an update here coming up on Saquon and his quest to break Dickerson's record, which on one hand took a step forward yesterday.
Thought he was going to get it in two quarters yesterday.
I know. And on the other hand, I think took a massive step backwards yesterday because my sense is the Eagles won't play their starters week 18 and will probably fall short in large part because he probably won't play in the last game. But anyway, we'll frame that all coming up shortly. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. Oh, one other reminder, 8 o'clock today. We are beginning the process today at 8 o'clock to give away tickets on Friday at 8 o'clock. Because, of course, you know, we do this in the lead up to every Eagles home game, and this one will be the Eagles and Dallas. It is Dallas week. I know I don't feel like it, and it's really, really, really early.
They were eliminated. That's a good sign.
They were eliminated. 8 o'clock today, we will give you a name. You've got to know that name on Friday at 8 o'clock in order to be able to win the tickets to see the Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys this weekend.
Courtesy, of course, NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
And by the way, the methodology of how we'll give those tickets away this week will be a name at 8 o'clock on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. We're giving you a reprieve on Wednesday, obviously with that being Christmas. No Wednesday listenership required. But Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, the four times to know the name at 8 o'clock. Let's go to the phones. Eleanor right now in West Philadelphia. Good morning, Eleanor.
Good morning. Happy holiday to everybody.
Happy holidays, Eleanor.
To you too, Eleanor.
I wanted to say I was most annoyed by what happened to CJGJ.
Yeah, look, without knowing, because we can't know what happened, gut feeling, do you put that more on CJGJ or the ref?
Well, I was listening to Merle and Mike, and they really thought it was going to be something coming both ways.
It should have been. The first one clearly should have been. But I'll tell you really this, Eleanor. You might not know this if you were only listening at the station at that time and not watching. The referee was so emphatic in pointing to CJGJ, basically saying, don't even try to talk me into calling a penalty on the other guy. You caused this.
Now, he must have said something offensive.
He really must have, yeah.
Well,
what could that be?
I don't think this is the forum to discuss that. Yeah.
Take it to Twitter.
I'm just saying, everyone has heard so much.
I know.
I don't know what it could be
because they talk about each other.
I know.
They push the envelope as far as it can be pushed.
I know.
And this has always been CJGJ before when he was here the first time.
Sure. Yeah.
And I'm glad he's back because I love him.
Me too. It's part of his game, and it lifts everyone.
I like that battery thing you called him, John.
Yes, it's a big deal.
It really is.
Yes,
is it one of the first times they've gotten the instigator and not the person who,
I was,
you know,
just gonna
retaliatory.
Say, yeah, because I think the whole game was full of that.
Yeah, we had a lot. It was a lot going on.
He's the kind of person that they're going to go to. You know, they're side-eyeing him the whole game.
Right. I agree.
So
I agree.
It feels like we've got a few of those guys, Eleanor, the guys that the refs just keep in the back of their mind.
Oh, you know what?
I see something fishy. I'm throwing the flag, and it's going to be on Jalen Carter.
Yeah. All right, Eleanor, tremendous phone call. By the way, I don't know when you first called us, Eleanor, but it feels like you call us more lately than you used to. I love your phone calls.
I have one quick thing to say.
Yes.
The drop of the day, the drop of the week, the drop of the month, the drop of the year, the drop of the century.
Okay.
I love your drops. And James is a magician because he can get the squeaks. I don't think anybody else can get the squeaks.
All right, Eleanor. Had some squeaks lately.
You guys have some cracks today.
You too. James, did you get that one earlier today?
Yeah, I got it.
Can you play it right now?
I have it edited. I'll edit it. Give me a second.
Yeah, so, you know, because that was a notable, and it's always on the read list and where I think it really starts standing out more and more, because then we can go back and play it again and again and again. So, Eleanor, I liked everything you said except for that praise of Seltzer.
Take caution in your tone.
All right. Let's not pump the guy up too much here. Mm. All right.
Want to hear it real quick?
Yeah, let's hear what we got.
That was pretty good. There was one earlier,
too. Do it again, James. All right. It is early. Bad to the Bone Award. When they win, it is game balls. When they lose, it is blame balls. And there was a lot of bad to go around with the Eagles yesterday, and a very aggravating day. Obviously, you can weigh in on all of it on the phone lines. Let's do it right now as far as Bad to the Bone Award. John, first crack at it. Blame ball goes to whom?
I struggled which coach to give this to.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going Michael Clay.
I was going to do that.
Yeah.
I think you got number one.
I was very troubled by the way that when it mattered most, we were unable to, wow. Not anywhere close to good enough. And it's Sidney Brown jumping off sides in our last kickoff, added 5 yards to an already robust return that they were just knocking it out of the park all day on their return
game.
Not good enough. When we needed it, we needed a tackle, we needed to shut them down, we jumped off sides. Instead, they started their final fateful drive of that game from the 43-yard line.
Well, I'll just add this on, John, and then we'll keep it rolling. But I'm going to give you the 8 starting spots for Washington yesterday on kickoffs. Here we go. Here are the 8. Washington's 40.
Oh.
The Eagles 43.
Wow.
Okay, I'm going in order. This is the only one by the Eagles that was good. The only one. Washington's 22. Washington's 33. Washington's 37. Washington's 39. Washington's 35. Washington's 43.
That's incredible.
That's horrendous.
My coaches, my special teams coaches back in the day, if you got it out past the 25, if you got it to the 25, it was a massive accomplishment.
And I know it was cold, and that's going to impact it, but let me put it this way. We weren't seeing the Eagles' return units get out to near the 40-yard line with consistency. Washington started, average starting on the 8 times was the 38-yard line, unacceptable. Seltzer, bad to the bone award, blame ball to who?
There's definitely a lot of blame to go around, but I'm going to show how little I care about the actual loss and do something I've never done before.
Abstain?
No, I'm giving the blame ball today to Joe Davis and Greg Olsen for nonstop throughout the whole second half of the game. Oh, my God. How is Washington in this game? 4 turnovers, 5 turnovers. What a miraculous performance from not mentioning at all that our quarterback was out since the second drive.
I agree.
Like the entire—I thought it was— Honestly, it was one of the most insane broadcasts I've ever, and I think Greg Olsen's phenomenal.
He's great.
I thought it was a travesty of a broadcast.
Look, I agree, and I'll ding Olsen even more for the ridiculous comment that technically the Washington right tackle wasn't offsides.
Oh, my God.
When he was clearly offsides.
So far offsides.
False start, whatever the hell you call it.
It was a false start.
False
start.
Yes, exactly. You know what I'm saying.
I mean,
come on.
Moved early.
It was ridiculous. All right.
But it was slow-mo.
I mean,
it was slow-mo. It tricked our eyes. No, it didn't. He was offsides in real slow-mo and every mo.
All right, Rhea, blame ball to who?
James, this is why I sync it up with Merrill and Mike. I don't listen to the TV coverage anymore, and it's a blessing. I am going with Braden Mann. I know he's been terrific all year, but you know, in the same vein as John. But when that opening kickoff, when it, you know, they got the ball at the 40, I went, this is not a good sign. And it never got any better.
No, it didn't at all.
I was with you on going, try Elliott.
Yeah, it makes me wonder if Jake Elliott has an injury and if that's been why the field goals have been off and he hasn't been. Like, I can understand.
Jake Elliott's leg is nowhere close to as strong as it was even last year.
Clearly.
He has not been kicking off all season.
Yeah.
You know, that's problematic. Yesterday, the 50-yarder was the longest field goal he's made this year.
That's right.
Think about that.
That's right. And in the past, if you had, like, in the past, you didn't have the punter kicking off. But hypothetically, had you, and the punter's not getting the ball deep because it's cold, common sense would say, well, just go put Elliott out there. He should be able to get it to the end zone. Because normally,
got a weak leg.
Oftentimes, he could kick it out of the end zone.
Yeah.
So if he can normally kick it out of the end zone, all right, cold, hopefully
now,
kicks it to the end zone, they don't return it.
Now it
so
is.
Weird.
Think about this, though, Joe. Now, when we're angling those kicks, you have to kick it significantly farther to get it to the end zone or into the end zone if you're angling it to the corner.
Yeah, or the landing zone, which is a whole. What is that? Is that the 20 yard line? What is it? What is the 20? What is the landing zone?
It's the big area.
No, but there's got to be a yardage. Does anyone, Ray, do you know? Seltzer, does anyone know? I think is it the 20 yard line for the landing zone? Like, what is it?
Yeah, 20 yard line.
All right. Well, you should be able to get it to the 20.
Between the receiving team's goal line, and the 20-yard line.
The 20-yard line. All right.
But it was the first time I think we had dealt with it.
Yeah, I've seen it in other games this year, but not Eagles games.
Right.
Yeah. All right. One more blame ball. I got to go CJ GJ. Look, guys, I get it.
No Devontae, which is wild, too.
No, because you know what? I can accept a drop more than I can accept a guy with a second infraction that gets him thrown out of the game. I can. I just, you know, guys, I get it. It's confusing to know in the CJ GJ thing who's more wrong, him or the ref. I get it. Okay? There is smack talk being said out there constantly. Okay?
The whole
constantly.
Game.
But.
Every play.
But know this, John. Would it really shock you if CJ GJ takes it to a bigger level? Would it shock you?
Well, we know it must have. But I'm just saying. I don't think it's fair that words can actually create this sort of infraction that causes you to be ejected from the game.
He has to know better.
Once he has one on him,
like you just can't do anything. You have to rein it the hell in.
You do. I mean,
he has to know better. So he should divert entirely from his game. The way that
he
plays
football. Yeah, when you have one
football,
personal foul on you, you have to at least
completely
rein
stop
it in.
Playing that way.
Well,
I don't understand that.
Well, but I'll say this.
I don't think it's that easy.
Well, I'm not saying it is that easy, but I know this.
He's a veteran.
But here's also this. There are some words that, and I'm not going to say them.
No, but you should.
There are some words that can get you dinged for taunting.
You probably should get dinged for.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know. So we're going from an absence of information here. Mm-hmm. But he hurt the team by continuing it on. And so, all right. You get my point. It's aggravating. That hurt. 215-592-9494. Let's listen to A.J. Brown on the loss. Obviously, it was a really annoying game, but I think far from the end of the world. I don't think it really changes the equation much for the Eagles. Now, it would have changed it much more if Detroit and Minnesota had lost. They didn't, but Eagles, you know, pretty much were going to be the 2 seed. Now they're very much likely to be the 2 seed. I really hope Kenny Pickett can play on Sunday. If Jalen doesn't, we'll see. AJ, after the game on the loss, here's what he said.
What do you think were some of the biggest contributors to not coming out on top today?
Self-inflicted. A lot of those today. You know, it was at times we can keep our emotion. You know, I'm talking about offense. I don't know what happened on defense, but just self-inflicted.
Why do you think that was?
Intensity of the game. You know, when you're getting challenged and somebody, you know, talking they talk, you know, hitting you after the play, you're going to fire back. I would want you to fire back. You know, I don't want you to just get hit on and say, you know, be a bully. You know, but we just got to do it within the rules and within the play. So that's all.
I agree. I think that's well summed up. Do it within the rules. Let's go to the phones. Paul in Downingtown. Paul, good morning.
Hey, good morning. And Yes. In order to kind of like honor Howard and carry the torch of your mentor forward, I want you to take every opportunity to call me moron or dope.
I don't know about that.
I know you don't. But I always thought that was funny. Like the give and take he had with the fans was always something that I enjoyed personally. Mm-hmm. I always thought it was kind of funny. I'll say this about the loss. Kind of the way older Giants fans must feel when the Eagles come into New York. I have that same trepidation every time the Eagles go to Washington. That place is haunted. It is a house.
It's been weird lately. There's been some weird stuff down there. I mean, Jalen almost got smacked by the falling stands.
Yeah. Like, oh my God, yeah.
3 years ago. That whole thing was weird. And by the way, Josh Harris, sideline, end of the game. I'm sure most people noticed it. Maybe some missed it. That's brutal.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that either. I can't wait for him to get rid of the team. And
I know.
I have one Eagles point, but really quick on a personal note, I love your guys' show. It's been part of my morning for years, even in the mid morning days. I want to wish you, Joe, everyone there at the show, happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
I really hope you guys enjoy your holidays.
Thanks, Paul.
My final point, you're welcome, man. And you guys make my morning better. So I really do hope you guys enjoy your family and your holiday time. I'm a little bit worried defensively about what tempo might do to this defense. There's a lot of reasons they could have been tired. But going forward, I really want them to prioritize health because the five quarters previous to the last three made me a firm believer in this. This Eagles team, when healthy, I'll take anybody, anywhere, anytime. Honest to God, Joe, I don't care if they wind up with the 2 seed, the 5, the 6, or the 7. Bring it on. If this team is healthy, I don't care when they play or where they play. They dominate. And, like I said, I just get healthy moving forward. I don't care.
Look, I think they will, Paul. I'll be shocked. If they win on Sunday, I'll be shocked if the starters play week 18. As long as Detroit and Minnesota won this week, which they probably will, and then
but
2 seed.
Irrespective of seeding, they did so much.
Even if just one of them wins, I think.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
They play one another the last week.
All right, Paul. Yeah. Yeah, maybe, James, they both need to lose for the Eagles to have a chance.
Yeah,
is that what it is?
Yeah. And even then, I think.
They play one another the final week.
Yeah, Detroit clearly needs to lose twice.
Detroit would need to lose twice. Right. Yeah, exactly. And they would need Minnesota to. Even then, though, because even if Minnesota loses this week, if they beat Detroit the last, I think the Eagles are done.
Yep, we are done. Yeah. All right. So, bottom line, I agree. All right. Let me give you a Saquon update. This has been such a compelling topic over the last roughly 2 months as his quest for Dickerson came into focus. So, on one hand, he takes a step forward yesterday. On the other hand, it's a step back because I don't think the Eagles will play their starters 2 weeks from now. But anyway, here are the raw numbers. So, yesterday he goes for 150. 15 games into the season. He's now at 1838, 1,838 yards. He is on pace. This would be if he played both of the remaining two games. He is on pace for 2,083 yards. Dickerson finished with 2,105. So if Saquon finishes with 2,083, he would be 22 yards behind Dickerson. But he increased his chance yesterday by going for 150, which got him a little bit more back on track. But right now, slightly below the pace necessary for 2105. Here's what he needs to pass Dickerson. In two games, he needs 268 yards to pass Dickerson. Put another way, he needs 134 yards per game, 134, which he would have a great chance to get if he plays in two games, and will have almost a 1% or less chance to get if he plays only in one game. That's where it's at. And I tend to think that the Eagles win on Sunday, and Detroit and Minnesota do what they got to do, and they win, and the Eagles sit their starters. And it's going to be a bummer to see this real opportunity probably go by the wayside. But, John, it probably will. And it'll probably be the right decision to not play Saquon in the starters week 18. And remember,
unless something super crazy happens, like we let another one slip and
that's different.
The final week of the season just to hold on to the 2
totally.
Seed.
And again,
that could happen because remember, Joe, this time of year, crazy things will happen.
I know.
We just saw it.
Look, I know.
And it's not over.
Well, speaking of this,
you still got 2 more weeks
of
this.
Let me ask you a question. Tell me if any of you guys thought of this. And these are totally different levels of injury. Okay, but tell me if any of you thought of the four truly special seasons the Eagles have had this century. and I'm not counting 02 and 03, which were really good, all four, 04, 17, 22, 24, an injury right around this time that starts complicating
and
things.
Bad losses
Here's the deal. 04, T.O. got injured with two games remaining. Now, I know the calendar's different because you got 17 games now, but here are the basic facts. 04, T.O. got injured with two games remaining. 17, Carson got injured with three games remaining. In 2022, Jalen got injured with the shoulder with three games remaining.
The Chicago game, that's right.
And remember, the Eagles had to play out to get that bye because Dallas was on their heels. And now this year, Jalen gets injured with two games remaining. So, and it wouldn't be as big a problem if you knew Kenny Pickett was healthy for Sunday, you put him in, chances are you beat a horrible Dallas team. You know, but if Tanner McKee has to play on Sunday, which is, I assume, possible, now you got a problem. Because now you might lose, and now you might have to play Jalen Hurts and everybody week 18.
We've got ribs for Kenny Pickett.
That's not
ribs
fun, man.
Ribs for Kenny Pickett. I've had bruised ribs twice.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe like legitimately only one time where I went up for a pass, Zach Thomas, I don't know if you remember that linebacker,
yeah, sure,
Zach
great.
Thomas.
Hall of
Miami
Famer
Dolphins.
Zach Thomas, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He came and just crushed me right in the ribs. I mean, just popped me
okay.
hard as I was extended. And, you know, I was diagnosed by the trainers with the bruised ribs or whatever, seemingly not a big deal. The next morning, I could not move. I could not physically roll over. It was so, there was no escaping the constant mm-hmm. gnawing pain. It was way worse than just bruised.
And you're a tough
just
guy,
bruised.
And we know you were tough.
Yeah, and I mean, breathing
sure.
is the biggest problem, especially when you strap pads on and you try to protect it even further. That's when it gets even more constricting and you just can't get enough air.
Yeah, here's what I'll say. If you're just waking up and joining our program, good morning. Happy holidays to you, the whole deal. Obviously, a bummer of an Eagles game. I think far from the end of the world. I don't think it changes the equation for the Eagles much in the postseason because Detroit and Minnesota keep winning. So you're probably not getting the one seed. So I feel fine today, like relatively fine. The only thing I'll say on a particularly bad scenario, and it is possible, if Tanner McKee has to play on Sunday because Kenny Pickett can't play, and if the Eagles lose, here's the scenario I like the least. It's possible. Eagles have to play their starters week 18 in order to win the division. You'd have to play your starters in that scenario.
You would, but you're playing by far the worst team in football.
No, I get it.
Like, you might beat the Giants with their backups. But, I know you wouldn't do it, you might.
But here's what I don't like, James. If the Eagles have to play on a Sunday to win the division week 18 and Green Bay or Washington, and the Eagles are clearly going to play either Green Bay or Washington in the first round, if whichever team sits their starters, which is entirely possible, they could just sit their starters. They could sit their starters even if they're the 6th or 7th seed and just say, we'll just see someone in 2 weeks because we're in one of those games in 2 weeks.
It feels likely.
And then, God forbid, the Eagles have to play on a Saturday afternoon, you know, in the playoffs, after having just played on a Sunday, and then I don't like that.
Doesn't it feel karmically like it's going to come back to we're playing the Commanders again?
Well, 100%.
I don't. It's one or the other.
Mark it down,
John. The Green Bay's right there, also, man.
All right. So I'd rather play the Commanders.
I would too.
I'm in the grand scheme, Jalen being out. Not the end of the world.
Yes.
On another level. Like we can talk about, hey, yes. it's really not that big a deal, this loss. Jalen not playing the second out of three.
Right.
It feels a lot less problematic.
This is where 2 years ago, who was it, James? The Eagles lost to New Orleans in a scenario like this?
You talk about
when Jalen was out.
To Dallas and New Orleans are the
right?
two teams, yeah.
And it's like, probably take care of New Orleans. And then it. So
New Orleans was not good.
That's my point.
Right? Yeah.
So look, I'm not really that worried, but I just want to make everyone aware of the scenario that would stink. Eagles got to play their starters week 18. First round opponent doesn't. Eagles, you know, you get the point. Let's go to Chuck in Mount Airy. Chuck, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, morning team. How you doing?
What's up, buddy?
Doing well, Chuck.
Hey, Jalen goes to show you how much he's important to this team. I got to sometimes look at it and say, you know what? I'll be too hard on the guy. As soon as he went out,
everyone,
you know, Kenny Pickett
yes.
stinks. No one cares about Kenny Pickett starting next week. He stinks, and I hope he don't play. Fit McKee.
Well, Chuck, come on. You don't want Tanner McKee instead of Pickett, right?
Yeah.
Tanner McKee's pretty good.
I mean, we'll see.
You know, either of these quarterbacks will be significantly better when he's got a whole week of preparation and a game plan designed around his likes and dislikes.
Yeah, but we also know 2 years ago they didn't change squat tall when Minshew got in there, and that bothered me.
Yeah.
That bothered me.
I would hope that would be different.
Another thing is exciting wipes my ass. I mean, Blankenship is the worst safety that could possibly be back there.
Nah, that's not fair. He's been better than that this year, man. That's not right.
Man. Listen, let me tell you something. You want to drain Zach Bond on that last play. When was the safety help at? And then that deep pass to McLaurin. You know what I mean? Anybody could throw the ball. They always seem to get deep passes on because the safety, he doesn't get there. And that's Blankenship. As soon as CJ did,
Not that often this year, Chuck. Not that often. I think you're being hard on him.
Horrible, I think on the touchdown. Look, I initially, Chuck, I thought it was Reed Blankenship's issue on the touchdown too, the Crowder touchdown that won the game
them. Sure.
But it was a good point by Greg Olsen. That's too deep. Your
ball needs more depth.
Yeah, your Mike linebacker has to carry that. There's no one. You got split safeties. The Mike linebacker is the only one who has the ability to pick that up. He has to carry that. He has to carry that seam. The middle seam is his man.
Yeah, but what if somebody came underneath and caught the ball and walked into the end zone? He had to cover that as well.
Well, he does, but also Jaden Daniels knows.
There's no fill behind you.
Line.
All right, Chuck, I got you, man. I mean, we also know this, though. If Jaden Daniels takes off and doesn't make it to the end zone, the game's over. Clock's going to run out. Yeah, John, I think Bond didn't get enough depth. But again, I mean, some of these guys...
He lost track of the ball. He quite possibly, Joe, at the 68th play of the game, lost some focus in being tired at dropping into a pass route.
They messed up. Things happen. I'm not going to make too much of it. I'm really not. I'm really not.
It's unfortunate. And yeah.
And Jaden Daniels made plays. That's what some good quarterbacks do to you sometimes.
He sure did.
And he was all over the place.
He's going to be a real problem.
He had some real big. He had some really bad plays, but he had a lot of great plays. So
and think about the way it feels, Joe, when you watch him break our defense down, when our defense does everything right, and then he still somehow breaks a tackle, makes a run, against all odds, gets that first down. It crushes you. That takes it out of you as much as running it takes it out of you. The emotional exhaustion of, oh my gosh, not again. Now we got three more. We got three more downs. We got to try to stop them.
Right.
Really, it is so painful.
All right, so obviously all of this is whatever if Devontae just catches the ball, though. Let's listen to Devontae after the game.
We have a quarterback who does the same thing to defenses.
No, I get it.
Even better.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, they're comparable in that regard, at least. So, all right, Devontae after the game. The whole thing would have been... James, would have been made easier if he just caught the ball, right? I just want to make sure we're on the same page.
Yeah, be over. We would have bought it.
Here's Devontae after
game. Two games this year that he has lost because a superstar did not catch a ball. They probably catch 100 times.
Yeah. No,
it was such an easy play, too.
I know.
He beat the guy silly. I mean, off the line, just broke him down, cut inside. It was textbook.
No question.
By the way, it was right there, right in his face.
Weird fact about the receiving reality yesterday. Devontae and AJ are the only two that caught a pass other than one catch by Kenny Gainwell for 6 yards.
Yeah, zero targets for Calcaterra and Dotson.
Yeah, well, Dotson,
but he was on the field a lot.
It's a weird-looking stat. 15 targets for AJ, 8 for Devontae, 1 for Kenny Gainwell, 1 for Barkley, which obviously Saquon dropped. Let's listen to Devontae after the game on the drop.
I just dropped the ball. I ain't going to beat myself up over it. It's life, part of the game. Man. I made all the tough catches there, and then the easy one I had, I dropped. It is what it is. Trust the game. Ain't nobody else fault but mine.
You able to move on from this and obviously not let it weigh down on your shoulders too much?
That game over with. Ain't nothing I can do about it now.
Was it one of those where you just looked it in? Or you?
I just dropped the ball. Okay. Ain't no teaching on it. Just catch the ball. It's simple.
Do you like that in that moment they go to you?
Yeah, for sure. I was calling for it, and when they put it in my hand, I got to make the damn play.
Well handled. I mean, he's right.
Yeah.
He handled that better than he did that pass. Let's put it that way. All right, did Diddy. Ray did injure in about 5 minutes.
He'll catch it next time. I believe
that.
You
know, likely, yeah.
Yeah.
Look, he's Devontae Smith. He dropped the ball.
Ready to go prove that he's better than that.
Yeah, which he is.
Yes.
But it happens.
Yep.
Steve in Willow Grove. Steve, good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and happy holidays. And
you too, buddy.
Thank you again for another great year of entertaining us. And
thanks.
Keep it up, and, you know, you guys are great, and Hammer, I saw what you did on Friday.
Well, you know what I did. I wanted to reward the audience for the season.
Special person. That's
kind.
You're magnanimous.
Yeah.
9 out of 10 times you're whooping Eli, but listen, that was very nice of you.
I figure the audience deserved me throwing them a bone at the end of the year.
This the season, and look.
Who won the Stanley Cup?
I was right. It was a rando. It wasn't like, you know, the Boston Bruins or the Montreal Canadiens. It was one of those
Montreal
random.
Montreal hasn't won it in thousands of years.
They haven't won it since 93.
Yeah.
1993.
So definitely wasn't them.
All right. Let's say, hold on, Steve. We're going to ask Seltzer a question. James Seltzer.
Yes.
Who scored 2 overtime goals for the Montreal Canadiens in the 93 Stanley Cup Finals? We came to know this person very well. John LeClair. Johnny LeClair, 93 Stanley Cup star. And then came here and became a superstar. All right, so Steve, look, man, frustrating game, but not the end of the world yesterday.
I think this game makes our great team even greater.
Might.
I think they're going to rally. We're going to win the Super Bowl.
If they rally, they you know what? If they take this and motivate with it, if they take this and use it as fuel, and I think they will. But I also thought that this last game, it was impossible that they would be sloppy. It was impossible that they would make some of the mistakes that they made.
Steve, great call. Let's listen to Sirianni on the sloppy stuff because obviously, you know, they got to. You know, I mean, the discipline was out of control yesterday, being undisciplined in many ways. And again, this is not to say that the refs weren't a disaster. I thought they were a disaster both ways. I thought Lattimore, it was so ridiculous, some of what they were doing to him, the referees. And then some of the stuff with the Eagles' D-line, late hits. I mean, come on. Some of it was nonsense. Here's Sirianni after the game on the need for the team to clean some of it up.
We talk about everything. We'll talk about it again tomorrow. We talked about it on the field right there as it happened. Again, if it didn't get fixed, though, that's always going to be on me. They got to be better in those scenarios, and I got to be better in those scenarios to help them. So, again, we look at this as an opportunity to get better from, because we know we need to. We know we need to get better from the things that we messed up today.
All right. Well, look, no doubt about that.